We've had several stories in the last year about transgender kids in school and which bathroom they should use when they feel the biological need. Some school districts have said, well, if you identify as a boy, go in the boys' room. If you identify as a girl, go in the girls' room. Other schools have said, no, if you are a boy, born a boy, have male genitalia, then you go in the boys' room. And the same would be true for female genitalia in the girls' room. Well, some of these cases have gone to court, and the most prominent of them is a story from Gloucester County, Virginia, that involves a high school kid by the name of Gavin Grimm, who took his case to court at the U.S. District Court level with a judge by the name of Robert Dumar, who on Monday held a hearing and had some shocking things to say in that hearing. Here to analyze all this and talk about it is a woman I've called upon many times to talk about LGBT issues because she's an LGBT attorney and activist, Angela Giampolo. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Paul.
Welcome back to the show. So one of the things I want to ask you about here is that the judge in this case said that he had decided what he was going to do before they even started the proceeding. Isn't that illegal?
I mean, it's shocking. You know, there are a couple things at play here. First, what a lot of people probably don't know is the man is a bajillion years old.
Yeah.
At least, I think, 84, 85 years old. And that's not an excuse, but when you've been appointed to that level for as long as you have, and you get that old and maybe lose some faculties, judges tend to think they are the law, they make the law.
Yep.
And the other thing that's at play, and we've seen it in women's suffrage, we've seen it during the civil rights movement, and now we're seeing it during the LGBT movement. The people that are left behind hold on for dear life, desperation, and do things or say things or act in ways that they otherwise never would.
Yeah.
And so I think we have both of those things at play here.
Throughout the hearing on Monday, Judge Dumar was asserting that being transgender is a mental disorder. He says, I don't have any problem with transgender, but I have a lot of problems with sex. I don't know exactly what that means. But he said he was convinced that Gavin Grimm is a biological female who wants to be a male. But because he's a biological female, as I was saying in the introduction, because he had female genitalia, he should go into the girls' bathroom at the school. You must face cases like this all the time.
Absolutely. I mean, even just a couple of months ago with a name change, right? Gavin obviously is not the name that he was given at birth, and a name change is procedural. If you publish, if you pay the fees, if you get your criminal background search and prove that you're not, you know, going from Paul Harris to Angela Giampolo to avoid a custody, you know, some sort of judgment, it's purely procedural. If you meet the standards, then you get your name changed. And when I do transgender name changes, the judges have more questions than they otherwise would. Well, why would you like to change your name? And if they never ask those why questions, they're supposed to be what questions. So I face it with adoptions, name changes, and I obviously get a lot of discrimination calls as well, just about bathrooms and at work harassment. It's extremely pervasive. And for a lot of, you know, and we haven't touched on this, and I don't know if this is what he means, but whenever I'm talking to someone who, you know, when I'm not preaching to the choir, if I were on the radio in Virginia, for instance, and a caller were to call in, a lot of what I hear is from parents, well, I'm afraid that someone's going to go into the girls' bathroom and sexually assault or violate my daughter.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever heard that? Has that ever happened, that a boy has posed as a girl in order to go to the girls' bathroom and then rape somebody? We've never, ever, ever had a case like that, ever. And quite frankly, try to be empathetic. If any listeners out there are scared of trans people or have anti-trans thoughts, feelings, try to be empathetic. Trans people attempt suicide at rates of 91%.
Wow.
I mean, the harassment at work is pervasive. Everything they do, even Gavin Grimm in that case, the speakers that were speaking called him a freak. You know, I mean, this is their daily, daily life. Why would someone pretend to be that? And quite frankly, if your son is going to sexually assault a girl, he's not going to pretend to be a girl to do it. He's just going to do it at a party. I mean, they're not going to go to the length of going to the bathroom to do it.
And actually, so, if anything, it would be the other case. They would have to be worried about, you know, someone ganging up on them, turning the tables, you know, if they
exactly.
were in the bathroom.
Doesn't exactly. This... They're putting themselves, they're exposing themselves, like Kelly said, to danger by going into a bathroom of the opposite sex and potentially being assaulted themselves, which obviously, you know, that's what we hear about. We never hear of someone posing as trans to do the opposite.
So, Angela, let me just ask you the most basic question here. If I'm a school administrator, and I've got to certainly be concerned about all sorts of things that go on in my school, and this is one of the issues that I'm going to have to deal with, how do I know if the student is a boy or a girl? I mean, I've got information that's been passed along to me about what they did when they were younger and how they were treated as they were younger and what their name may have been before it was changed and all that sort of stuff. But when it's presented to me, how do I actually know that what I'm being told is the truth?
It's irrelevant. It's absolutely irrelevant. How someone self-identifies is all you need to know, right? So if I self-identify as genderqueer, I self-identify as trans, or maybe I'm not at the point, I'm questioning, and I'm not at the point of transitioning. Title IX says, at the end of the day, schools, specifically, Title IX says schools cannot discriminate based on gender, based on sex, meaning their sexual organs. A school administrator does not need to know. You know, and quite frankly, on top of that, when a school is looking into either changing their bathroom designations, you know, look to Europe. Look to Europe. We've had water closets for thousands of years. Make them gender neutral. Make them gender neutral. You know, a lot of schools, especially in California and Chicago, actually have done some really progressive things. So instead of looking at your students as files or cases and skimming through them and you trying to determine their gender that they identify with, maybe do research and look at how you can make your school a safer place for your students.
Yeah,
that's really what's important.
I was recently at a get-together at a large hotel, and they had a men's room, they had a women's room, and they had an all-gender bathroom. Although one of the
That's
attendees
true.
Pointed out that it shouldn't be all gender, it should be any gender. No one is all genders,
right.
which I thought was interesting. But in this case, the one of Gavin Grimm in Virginia, the judge there, Judge Dumas, threw out the Title IX argument, right?
And they've already appealed it, and it'll go up. The Fourth Circuit is very liberal. Like you said, to come full circle to the conversation, before the Department of Justice was even able to speak, they weren't even allowed to speak on behalf of Mr. Grimm. He simply threw out Title IX, which is the crux of the case, that he's being discriminated by his school, and due to Title IX, they're not allowed to do that. So they've already appealed that piece, and that's going to go up to the Fourth Circuit. And I think it'll eventually lead to his recusal and you know, forced resignation in some way.
Do you think this is eventually going to get to the Supreme Court?
Absolutely. There are a couple cases right now, trans-related cases in prisons. Schools aren't the only place where trans people live, but the reason why the trans school issues come up is because we're dealing with kids, right? We're dealing with kids that are being bullied, but there are other cases, but from immigration perspective, prisons, that are already working their way up. And similarly, as we saw the gay marriage issue, several cases worked their way up throughout all the different circuits to form the perfect storm, if you will. And the Supreme Court likes to take several cases, that they look at. So, I think this will get up to the Supreme Court maybe 3 to 5 years. You know, this isn't going to move as rapidly as marriage, but because if focus on the kid issue and the kids that are committing suicide and being bullied and literally dying due to lack of empathy, I think it'll work its way up fairly quickly.
Yeah, and by the way, before we leave here today, I haven't had a chance to talk to you since April 14th, but I'm guessing that that's a day that'll be circled on your calendar forever, and congratulations to you and the rest of the LGBT legal community for winning that one at the top court.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming on today.
All right. Bye, Paul. Bye, Kelly.
Goodbye.
Angela Giampolo, attorney and LGBT activist here on McGraw Live in the Morning with Paul Harris and Kelly Jackson on the Big 550 KTRS.